Om Shanti, good evening. Today's topic is multi-million fortune at every step. So we have today with us is Brother Atam Prakash, who has been in Gyan since 1972. He dedicated and surrendered his life in 1976. His chart and his inculcation was so powerful, he influenced his family. And 1 year later, after he got the knowledge, they too followed, were in knowledge. He was so powerful and a fast effort maker and a tivra purushartha that he surrendered his family also along with him in Madhuban. So you can imagine the fortune he has created. So his whole family is in knowledge. My personal experience with Atam Bhai is that he's a very friendly soul. He's very informal with me. I came in Gyan in 1986, so he was my mentor, he was my coach. He advised me on a lot of situations, he helped me through. Even to date, he's helping me. So that was him that day. Every time I used to come to Madhuban, I used to go to his room first. And in his room, there was a small world map. I used to say, what are you doing with the world map? He said that I'm giving vibrations to the world. So he has truly become a world benefactor and he has traveled all the countries from east to west. Brother Atam did his academics in Masters of Science in Chemistry with a gold medalist. He was honored with a gold medalist. But he came and joined Madhuban in the Toli department, where in the whole world that his Toli is going. So much was his influence. Yeah, that was his introduction. That's his background. So, Brother Atam Bhai, I would like to ask you the first question on fortune at every step. What was your personal journey? How you started your personal life and how today you have reached at this stage, whatever obstacles you faced and you have reached to this stage, please share with us. Oh. And in this group, they are all newcomers, 80 people are all new, first timers.
Om Shanti. I surrender my life in Madhuban in 1976, and my aim was, while being on this elevated land, I really would like to maintain very good stage of yoga. No matter what type of this service I will get in Madhuban, but I want to maintain very good stage of yoga. That was my aim. And for getting success in that aim, I was thinking I have to maintain, first of all, thought level purity. Because my physical age was 25 years at that time. And I was having sometimes negative thoughts, impure thoughts in my mind. But for maintaining very good state of yoga, I heard in physics there is one chapter, magnetism. There is one principle, equal poles repulse, opposite poles attract. Whenever I am having the awareness that I am a pure soul, I am a soul, and whoever is coming in front of me is also soul. I was visualizing sparkling star on every forehead, whoever was coming in front of me. And that is why equal pulse ripples. By maintaining soul conscious stage and soul consciousness vision, I maintain very good stage of purity. And one very positive yukti is there for maintaining very good stage of purity. My father, Shiv Baba, is the ocean of purity. My mother, Brahma Baba, is also master ocean of purity. And I am both mouth born progeny of Brahma Baba. That is why my birth is also through purity. That is why I am a pure child of Baba. I maintain such type of the positive attitude, and because of that, I was really successful in that. And secondly, I focus for maintaining chart of yoga, because very first time I met Baba in 1973 in History Hall. I was in front of Baba after Murli. Baba gave me powerful drishti. And first sentence, Baba's first sentence towards me was, if you really, really would like to maintain constant progress in this Brahmin life, Baba's remark is to maintain the chart of remembrance. At that time, I was not having any idea how to maintain that chart of yoga. But when I came here in 1976, from the Murlis I received some points, and from the classes of senior dadis I received some points, and I maintain hourly chart, different exercises at every hour. And I maintained that for 1 year. And in 1977, I met Baba personally in History Hall. And Baba had given me a blessing. Your chart of yoga is good, and you are in the first row of Pandavas. And that was the real beginning of my Brahmin life. And gradually, I was successful for maintaining yoga stage. And then I was just paying attention on my duty and on yoga. But you know, brother, I met Baba in Baba's room in Madhuban. The translight is there, and towards this side there is a mattress, and on mattress I met Baba through Guljaha Dadi ji. Baba gave me drishti. Baba asked me, are you happy? I said, not really, Baba. Baba said, what is wrong? I was thinking, I am a well-educated person, and they put me in a kitchen for preparing food. They gave me the duty. And I was preparing food, but 2-3 times I had to clean that kitchen also.
And there was hesitation. Then Baba has said to me one secret. Whatever the children, Baba's children are coming in Madhuban, and when they are getting yog yukta food, food prepared in Baba's remembrance, and their stage is going high, they earn spiritual income. Whatever the spiritual income they earn, some part of that is automatically transformed in the account, the one who prepared the food. That really strike my mind. And then I got attachment with kitchen. I said, this is a good place. I can maintain very good state of yoga. Because I have responsibility to prepare Baba's food in Baba's remembrance. And that really helped me a lot. And then I prepared food for 5 years. And since 1980, I have become the in charge of the Toli kitchen. Kast Mani Radhi Ji gave me responsibility. And since then, I am preparing Tolis. And I was thinking, how fortunate am I? Out of billions and billions souls, Baba select me for preparing his bhog. I am most fortunate soul in this world. I was always thinking like that. I was maintaining intoxication, very good happiness, and that was helping me for maintaining good state of yoga. And in this 45-year stay in Madhuban, I got many chances to feed Baba directly with the golden spoon. More or less, I fed Baba 20 times or 22 times with golden spoon. And Baba also fed me with his hand in my mouth more or less 20 times. I was thinking, I am so fortunate soul. What else I need? I don't need anything. This is a golden opportunity for me. And that was really helping me to maintain very good intoxication, spiritual intoxication.
Wonderful, Atam Bhai. That was really rich. That was so nice. But, you know, here most of them are first timers to Madhuban. And they did not meet Baba, neither they fed like you. So if today they want to experience that kind of a feeling or that kind of an emotion, can you help us to reach to that stage? Give them some experience, feeling that you got?
If you really, really would like to enjoy Baba's meeting, if you would like to receive maximum benefit of Baba's meeting, you must be well prepared for that. What you have to do? What sort of efforts you have to do? You must maintain soul conscious state. Sit in solitude and visualize very clearly and deeply in the center of your forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of light. Be in that state and experience different qualities, original qualities of a soul. And gradually, the depth of soul conscious stage will increase, and that will help you for meeting Baba. Whenever you would be in Diamond Hall, Baba, first of all, Baba would give you drishti to the audience.
And at that time, you must be fully in soul conscious stage. And when Baba would look at you, when you receive drishti, Baba's drishti, if you would be in soul conscious stage, you could feel, I am receiving power from Baba, current from Baba. And after that, you must maintain angelic stage while listening Murli. Shiv Baba is delivering the Murli through Brahma Baba, angelic form, and I, the soul, is listening Baba's Murli through my angelic form. If you maintain such a stage, you would be fully contented and you would have a wonderful experience of Baba's meeting, and you will get very special experiences also in that meeting. And when you go to your country, that experiences will help you for maintaining very good stage of yoga. Because nowadays, Baba's signal is to maintain, to become the authority of experiences. And for that, we must collect the treasure of spiritual experiences while being on this land. Because here on this land, you will receive lots of help from Baba. The vibration of this land is very powerful. By putting little efforts, you will get extraordinary experiences here on this land. That is why, from now on, maintain deep soul conscious stage and very good self-respect and very good spiritual intoxication. Definitely your meeting would be wonderful. Memorable your meeting would be.
So Atambai, that is really good. We have already answered very beautifully. I want you to give me a demonstration or give me some few thoughts, because they are all new timers. I want them to experience, and I also want to experience. Can you just for 2 minutes transport me from this domain to that domain? Can you do that exercise with me like a drill? Can you do drill with me?
Drill off.
Soul consciousness, so I can go to my Paramdham and experience Baba. Can you give us a demo? Demonstration?
No?
Yeah.
Okay, sit upright. And just follow my thoughts. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine love. I am a living star. I am a wonderful star. I am a radiant star radiating
divine light all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. Oh, how fortunate am I? The bestower of fortune, Shiv Baba, select me out of billions and billions souls as his instrument. I am so fortunate soul. I am a pure light. Radiating the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. As there are stars in the sky, we all are the living stars in this hall. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form, divine form, with the divine eye. I, the soul, point of light, is getting details from this bodily instrument and sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards, flying beyond this corporeal world globe, flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. Oh, I arrived at a subtle region. Where everywhere there is an infinite snow-white, divine, bright light. I, the soul, point of light, adopt the dress of divine light, the dress of an angel, ఓహో మై స్వీటెస్ట్ శివ బాబా ఇజ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మ బాబాస్ ఏంజెలిక్ ఫామ్. Bab Dada gives me powerful drishti. I the angel is receiving loveful and powerful drishti from Baba. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm. I, the soul point of light, is getting detached from this angelic dress and sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upward I arrived at a soul world, supreme region. Where everywhere there is a golden red divine light. This is my true home, real home, sweet home. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my sweet silence home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. Satyam Shivam Sundaram Shiv Baba is in front of me. The soul point of light is visualizing Baba's beautiful form with the eye of my intellect. And enjoying Baba's beauty. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. Baba is an ocean of powers. He is a sun of knowledge. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of extremely powerful rays, Shiv Baba. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power from Baba, unlimited power from Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. I, the soul, experience lightness and happiness. Truly, these are the most happiest moments of my life, in which I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the company of God.
Thank you, Brother Atambai. That was truly very divine feeling, I must say. Thank you so much. I'm sure many of us are already in that domain of Paramdham and with Shiv Baba. That was, thank you so much. So, you know, on the path of knowledge, what happens is everything is good. But sometimes, you know, what happens is our fortune becomes misfortune. Means what happens is that the omens of Saturn come over us. We can't make yoga, we are feeling lonely, we are feeling depressed. Those kind of feelings are dominant. Yeah. So I'm sure in your personal journey you must have gone through this obstacle. And how did you cross this obstacle? And how did you overcome it? This kind of...
Very good question. We came to Baba for creating our fortune. But sometimes we experience ourselves, I am going little away from Baba. Why this is happening? Because sometimes we may not have full faith in Baba. We may have sometimes doubt. Doubt means out. Doubt in me, doubt in Baba, doubt in Brahma. Maya's task is to create doubt and Baba's task is to create faith. And sometimes we are not following Baba's Srimad sincerely. That is why we are not receiving help from Baba. And sometimes we are not giving respect to the responsible instrument. Because of ego. That is why I learned from Prakash Mani Dadi Ji, maintain very good self-respect and give respect to all. This was Dadi's mantra. She became world leader. If we really would like to maintain harmony in relationship,
we must have this quality. Observe qualities in every soul. And because of that, our love for that particular soul automatically increases. And we can experience in that gathering unity. And we can feel, I am safe. That is why Baba's first remark is to maintain very good Amrit Vela Yoga and listen Baba's Murli. These two things are like our leg. Amrit Vela Yoga, successful Amrit Vela Yoga, and enjoying morning Murli. If these two legs are becoming powerful, then we can run nicely in this spiritual race. And we can go easily towards our destination of perfection. That is why we must follow all the Srimad code of conduct. Since morning till night, whatever Baba had given us, then we could feel ourselves safe under the canopy of Baba. Then I think there won't be any sort of possibility of becoming misfortune soul. We must love Baba's Srimad. We must have tremendous love for Amrit Vela Yoga, for Murli, for service. Because for creating fortune, we have to do lots of service. Because through service, we can receive blessings from the souls. And that is our true income. Blessings is our true income. The treasure of blessing must increase, then automatically my fortune can increase. My future would be definitely bright. Baba used to say in Murli, if you remember me 1 second, you can earn multi-million fold income. Just in one second, multi-million fold income. Every second of this time, confluence's time, is telling us, have shake hand with God. Give your hand of intellect in Baba's hand. And maintain connection with Baba. When connection would be there, automatically collection of powers would be there. I churn Lord on this aspect. If you remember me, you can earn multi-million fold income. How it works? Because when we remember Baba, we are receiving power from Baba. And as much we are receiving power from Baba, we experience ruling power and controlling power over our sense organs. We can become the master of our organs. We can experience self-sovereignty. And those souls have this power of ruling power and controlling power. They go to Paramdham. And when they descend on this earth in the beginning of golden age, they receive very good position in golden age. They become king or king of king because they have ruling power and controlling power. And when they receive the throne of king or king of king, then automatically they receive unlimited property, unlimited treasures in golden age also. Unlimited, countless property. That is why we must increase our yoga. We must get the benefit of every second of this confluence age. Because the treasure of time is a very important treasure, valuable treasure. Baba has said, those are intellectual soul, clever souls, they give the importance to the time and they receive maximum benefit of this important, invaluable treasure of time. That is why if we really would like to create our fortune, we must maintain yoga with Baba and we must keep on doing service, Baba's service also. But nowadays, what I observe, we are getting very busy in service and not paying on yoga subject. Now, we must maintain balance in yoga and service. When we maintain balance, then automatically we can receive the blessings from Baba and blessings from this family also. And that is our true income. Always remember one chain, very beautiful chain. If you maintain balance in this Brahmin life, balance of yoga and knowledge, balance of service and yoga, balance of easiness and busyness, you can receive blessings, lots of blessings. And because of that blessing, you can experience blissfulness in your life. When you would be blissful, your mind would be peaceful. When mind is peaceful, then automatically the chant, the mantra of Manmana Bhav receive the power from Baba. Then soul can become powerful. And when we become powerful, then automatically we can be a successful person. But beginning point is maintaining balance in our Brahmin life.
Okay. So, Adabhai, thank you so much. That's really good clarity you gave to give value to these maryadas. And then you'll become valuable. I've seen that Yajna has grown a lot, you know, from the times I've seen in Pandav Bhavan, then Gyan Sarovar. Now there are so many, and now it's in Shantivan. It's growing at a very fast pace.
Yes.
And more souls are coming. So you are able to maintain lightness. I mean, you're holding the Toli department in all three campuses. You're able to be so light. Whereas, you see, I've lost all my hair. How you're able to be so light in all the... How do you keep lightness as a nature, as easy nature? Because, you know, we meet people, we get angry, we get ticked off, somebody says something, I become sensitive. But I've always seen you that you always remain light and easy. How do you maintain that? Can you elaborate on that?
I stay with Prakash Mani Dadi Ji 30 years in Madhuban. And I was always watching her. And I learned many things from her personality.
Mm-hmm.
Once I asked her one question, Dadi Ji, you're always very busy. 7,000 centers in India and abroad are running, and you are carrying the huge responsibility of these three complex also. But I never observed the sign of stress on your face. You always light and blissful like a small baby. What is the secret of your lightness? Please tell me. And Dadi has said that, first thing, I am always experiencing I am only an instrument. Baba is using me as his instrument. He is doing service through me. I am not doing anything, but he is doing service through me. I am just instrument. And second thing, the most powerful forces of this world, Shubhava, Supreme Being, and Brahma Baba in angelic form always on my shoulder. I am always experiencing they are with me. If any problem is coming, they are helping me, and because of their help, problem gets solved quickly. That's why I remain light. And third thing she said, the lesson of nothing new must be natural in our life. Whatever the scene of this drama is coming in front of me.
Like we had Corona this time.
Yeah. Good scene, that is the fruit of my bad karma. Good scene is good karma. And bad scene is because of bad karma. I have to accept that, and I must practice the nothing new, the lesson of nothing new. This is just only and only repetition, nothing new. Mm-hmm. And that is why I always remain easy. You know, this is the art. And then I also follow this yuktis. And I was experiencing lightness in my life.
Mm.
In 1987, in Om Shanti Bhavan, Baba Delio the Murli, double foreigners, 1200 double foreigners were in the audience. In Baba has said, if any would have any question, please ask. Then one brother stood up in the audience. He said, Baba, I am having Laukik responsibility and Baba's central responsibility. Since morning till evening, I am running, rushing. I'm getting tired. And whenever I am sitting for Amrit Vela Yoga, I am always saluting Maya. Salute Maya. Namaste Maya. Namaste Maya. What to do, Baba? What can I do, Baba? Understand?
Hmm.
I feel sleepy. Saluting Maya.
Okay, I see.
Namaste Maya.
nodding.
Then Baba has said, in this world, the most busiest person is Brahma Baba. No one is busy like Brahma Baba. He was most busy and he remained very easy and he became the number one Shampal, Yoga Shampal for us. He is our father. He is not a third person. He is my father. If my father can maintain such type of the lightness, easiness, I can also maintain.
Like father, like son.
Yes. And then he was happy with Baba's answer. That is why in future we have to do lots of service, physical service, mental service, lots of service of this yajna. But one slogan always we must keep in our mind, busy and easy. As much we would be busy, that much we would be easy. Because when we feel busy, we put the burden, the stone of burden on our mind and intellect. And that is why we get mentally tired. And when we feel mentally tired, we experience physically tired also. That is why, just give the burden, put the burden of your responsibility on Baba's shoulder and experience yourself as a light. He is responsible. I am just instrument. Understand? Because until we will not experience lightness, we cannot get flight of Paramdham. We cannot get might from Baba. That is why we must maintain double lightness, then keep flying and experience angelic state and very good yoga state also.
So, Athambai, right now, you know, the new year is about to start, and also January month for Brahmins is a very important year. So, can you share some of the inspirations you're getting, because everybody wants to hear and wants to feel motivated as to how they want, what they should do for January 18th and the new year. How do they prepare their mind? Because our mind is such that we cannot say goodbye to the old. It's easier said than done. You know, we say goodbye, but then again it comes back. Something like Baba says, if you sometime rat comes and then the cat comes and so on and so forth. So in our minds also this happens. How do I maintain this stage of determination in myself?
When the month of January is coming, automatically Brahma Baba is coming in front of us. And we are always thinking that I want to follow Brahma Baba, because the month of January is the month of blessings. Brahma Baba left body, physical body in this month. That's why Shiva Baba had given special blessing to this month. In this month, you can fulfill your any desire. You can get any sort of experience, spiritual experience, which you really want to get that. Because of Baba's extra help, extra cooperation. That is why whole month you just keep in front of you Baba as a role model. And you just think that I want to become a photocopy of Brahma Baba.
what sort of efforts Baba had done, I have to follow in that aspect. Baba had done intensive practice of soul conscious day, soul conscious vision. I had to do that. Baba maintained very good self-respect since the beginning. I had to maintain that. Baba was Karma Yogi, very good Karma Yogi. I have to practice that Karma Yoga together also. Baba was loving and detached. What I mean to say, whatever the qualities Baba had, I want to imbibe that quality in my life. And I have to become an example like Brahma Baba. Always remember three words. Simple, sample, and example. I have to maintain elevated stage like Brahma Baba, so others can give my example. And 18 January, the Madhuban wouldn't be any more Madhuban. Madhuban would be like angelic world, subtle region. Because Baba's children are coming there, following silence, getting lost in Baba's love, and experience angelic form, angelic stage. That is why we can experience Madhuban like an angelic world. In the month of January, I have to maintain very good stage of an angel. Because through angelic stage, we have to do lots of service. My father is a world benefactor. Not only one country, India or Vietnam or any country, benefactor. He is a world benefactor. That's why I want to be a world benefactor like him. That's why I have to maintain angelic stage like Brahma Baba, so I can travel over this world globe anytime, anywhere, and then I can earn lots of blessings and I can create my fortune. Because this is the time of creating elevated fortune throughout the cycle. Only in this confluence age we are getting this golden opportunity. That's why we must get maximum benefit of this opportunity.
Wonderful. Thank you, Adambai. So Adambai, I want to, it's already 7 o'clock, we'll continue for meditation also, but I'd like to ask you a last question. What kind of blessings did Avyak Bab Dada give you? Can you share and make us experience that? What Avyak Bab Dada told you and how you...
Thank you.
How did it manifest in your real life, whatever Baba said to you?
Yes. 19 March 88. First of all, I would like to tell you how we got this opportunity. We Madhuban Nivasi asked Prakash Mani Dadi, Dadi Ji, we are doing a lot of service in Madhuban. If we could get the chance to meet Baba personally, that would be really wonderful. Ask Baba, take permission from Baba. And Prakash Mani Dadi Ji asked Baba and Baba has said, okay, Baba will meet all Madhuban Nivasi brothers. At that time, 100 brothers were there in Madhuban surrender. Now more or less 1200 brothers are there. After Murli, double bonus were there. Baba complete Murli, and after that, we met one after another. 100 brothers whole night. 3:30 a.m.
meeting was finished, and after that Baba went Paramdham. But when I was in front of Baba, Baba had given me a wonderful blessing I never ever expect in my life. I was just 12 years old in Madhupan. But I was taking care of my responsibility on one hand, but on the other hand, my focus was on yoga also. And then Baba has said to me, "You are a world transformer soul. You are doing this task of world transformation along with Father. You are using the power of transformation and getting success in each and every task. You are a world transformer soul. The power of transformation is the most elevated power." 4 minutes, that blessing was 4 minutes. And I was thinking, why Baba had given me such a vision, elevated blessing, world transformer soul? Definitely, I have to do world service. And then, in 2000, I got the opportunity to visit abroad countries, some abroad countries towards the America. In 94 also, Europe and Africa, 11 countries I visit. Like this, till now I visit 90 countries in 5 continents. And that was the part of this blessing world transformer soul. Definitely my feet will touch the soil of the world, whole world. And Baba had given me that chance also.
So that manifested.
Yeah. And there was homework. You increase, you keep on increasing this power of transformation in the future also. And then I was working on that.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So lastly, I would just, now it's almost 7, we have to meditate. But in Sunday's Murli Baba spoke about the combined form. So I would like you to lead meditation for this group along with the commentary. So we are now combined with Baba. So can you help us to lead and conduct meditation for us and give us very good thoughts? You have to shift. They will keep, change the chair, and then you conduct the meditation with the commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
And just give us an experience of combinedness. Thank you. Thank you so much for the wonderful experience.
Om Shanti. We can experience different relationship with Baba in angelic world. But if you would like to experience the relationship of bridegroom and bride, we have to experience that in soul world. Sweet silence world. That is why now we are going to experience the relationship of Baba is my bridegroom and I, the soul, point of light, is Baba's bride, favorite bride. Om Shanti. the sole point of light. Baba's favorite bride is sitting in this bodily palace. I am a favorite bride of Baba. Every day he is decorating me with the ornaments of divine virtues. I, the soul, Baba's bride, is pure soul. Purity is my real beauty. I, the soul bride, is sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards flying beyond this world globe flying beyond the sun the moon and the stars flying far beyond subtle region flying and flying toward soul world peace palace Paramdham, oh-ho, I arrived at a sweet palace. How beautiful is this palace? Everywhere there is a golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace.
How beautiful is this palace for meeting with my bridegroom. Shiv Baba. Incredibly beautiful form of my bridegroom is in front of me. I, the soul bride, is enjoying beauty of my bridegroom. He's the most beautiful being in this world. He becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, only my sweetest bridegroom, Shiv Baba. He becomes my whole world. My heart is overflowing. The soul bride become lost in his arm of light and might. His ocean of love. I, the soul bride, become lost in the ocean of love. I fell madly in his love. So that nothing and no one can separate me from my bridegroom Baba. I experience deeply lost in the ocean of love. I lost my awareness. I experience oneness, combined. With Him, my bridegroom, Shubhava, is on one hand, ocean of love, and on the other hand, He's ocean of power. The loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage, extremely powerful stage. I hear the soul bride is receiving and receiving and receiving unlimited power. And in the fire of yoga, in the volcanic fire of yoga, my sins are burning away. I feel very light. My sweetest bridegroom, I wish you lots of powers from you. But I have one more little desire. So there must be constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart. Constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart. So that I can sing the songs of your praise at your every second. And experience super sensitive joy in your presence. You are my best companion. I love you. I like you. In this youth palace of soul one, I the soul bride is enjoying wonderful meeting with my bridegroom Shubhava. I feel comfort in His company. I surrender my whole life to my sweetest bridegroom, Shubhava. On the throne of my heart, He is always sitting. He is only always sitting. The soul bride, filled with powers, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And returning from the peace palace, towards the corporeal world, via subtle world. And sitting in this bodily palace, on the throne of self-respect, world benefactor, I am a powerful soul bride, spreading the waves, living waves of powers in this world. On my forehead, the sparkling star is sparkling.
Yeah. बनते।